This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3275 for Friday the 19th of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, The 1 Minute Close Lid to Scan and is part of the series, Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, use a Wemos to monitor if the lid is open or closed on a network scanner.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to walk you through how I used a Wemos clone to trigger an event on the network. I use this to trigger the lid of a network scanner, but you might use it as a simple burglar alarm or to notify you when somebody's opened the garden gate or something like that. So, give you some history. Back in episode 2430, Scanning Books, I walked you through how I used ScanImage, which is part of the SaneD package, and my brother printer scanner all-in-one thing allows you to scan over the network into a JPEG file, which is kind of cool. One issue that I had with that was it's a two-part process. So I needed to close the lid of the scanner and then press a key on the keyboard, a Bluetooth keyboard, in order for it to work. So in the intervening time, I was looking at several different solutions to fix that. So one of the things I did was get a magnetic sensor reed switch that you see on doors or windows for burglar solutions to see if they're open or not, and I used a bit of blue tech to stick those on to the printer lid so that when they come in contact, the magnetic part doesn't have any wires, it's on the top, and the sensor itself switch is on the bottom, so when you close the lid, it's able to detect whether the lid is open or closed. So that was really all I needed. I tried using a Raspberry Pi, ideally. I wanted to use the Raspberry Pi and actually scan it over USB, which would be a more generic solution. But Brother doesn't release drivers for that printer on the ARM platform, which is a bit sad. Then I tried using an Intel Compute Stick over there, connected up to a Raspberry Pi, but that didn't work. Then I tried just a Raspberry Pi running and connecting over remote GPIO, which did work, but it's very complicated to set up and maintain, so that wasn't an elegant solution. And then Dan Nixon did a video conference push to talk button thing where he was monitoring the serial port of an Arduino. So what I did then was I had a Raspberry Pi over there connected to a serial port, and when the lid closed, it printed out to the serial port, which sent it to a Raspberry Pi, which then I was able to connect to remotely, but not a very elegant solution. And then as I was tidying up my component kits, I found some MakerFire D1 Mini, which is a Wemos Mini clones, ESP8266 development board that supports Wi-Fi, and I was able to get two of those for £6 at the time. So essentially what I did then was wire in the switch into the 3.3 volts and the other side into a 10k resistor and then to ground, and that's to make sure that any electricity that's stored there with capacitance or of the system is leaked away quite quickly. So you get a clear on or off signal. And then in between that switch, the resistor, and the switch itself, I take a pin that goes to D5, and that's where the WeMOS determines whether it's high or low. So there are two parts to this program. There's the Arduino-like program, and you can follow along. I include the ESP8266 Wi-Fi.h library, and there are two things that you need to change in there: your SSID and your Wi-Fi password. If you use pin D5, the scanner lid is included there. Then we have the Wi-Fi server port. We start that, and the first thing it does in the setup is it waits for serial to start, waits for Wi-Fi to connect. It'll go into a loop until Wi-Fi is connected, and then it'll print out on the serial port the Wi-Fi address, that has the IP address that's been assigned over the Wi-Fi to your device. So if you're putting this device in place, you might do this on your desk and then unplug it and put it out in the garden or wherever you're going to be putting it, and it should have the same IP address. And then essentially it goes into a loop, and that loop starts the client web server, and it prints off a page anytime somebody connects, which basically is the simplest web page you can get. A HTTP 1.1.200 OK is sent out, and return back is the simplest JSON file that you can get, which has got essentially closed, which is the key, and the value is either going to be true or false. And it calls a subroutine that will check to see whether the read switch is closed or not, and it'll also change the LED color. So that's one thing that you need. The other part you need is the scan to image, WeMOS scan to image file, and you need to put in the image path and your IP address. Obviously, this is only going to work if you've got a brother printer, but you might be able to use scan image for something else, from some other tool. And if you're triggering an alert, this might be some other system that you're using or not. Okay, and we can basically install those, which I've done. I plugged in the WeMOS over here, plugged it on, there's a blue light. I'll run the program here, and it tells me the date and time. It says the scanner lid is open. Then I close it. Then you hear scanning, and it's scanning to the network. It tells me that the file has been saved, and it tells me the scanner lid is closed. I now open the scanner lid, and the blue light is on. I'm able to change the next page, and in the next page, close the scanner lid, lights off, and it scans the next page. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. You, on the other hand, can tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.